Oh, turn me down a little bit.
Or is it just the headphones? I need it turned up. Oh, I don't know.
I think we were going to do the same thing. Why am I so echoey? Do I sound echoey?
No.
No?
I think we both sound loud. And I... Maybe it's just in my head, but I feel like I'm super loud. Can we turn me down a bit?
Is that better?
That is way better. Okay. Yes.
Someone touched the keyboard.
Not me.
What was that?
Not me.
That's super weird.
The reverb was up a little bit.
Oh.
That's why. There was a little echo. What do you got over there?
Well, I never venture out, and I gotta admit...
You shouldn't have ventured out?
No, I'm glad I did 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
I tried the not paid sponsor, Yerba Mate. The lemon has always been my favorite. I've drank that for probably... a year and a half now.
Okay.
And the gas station that I go to did not have the lemon. And someone had mentioned that the mint, which I'm not a mint fan at all.
In a drink? I don't know.
It's super good.
I don't know.
Super good.
No.
Yeah, it's called Enlightened Mint.
No, can't do it.
I can't
drink those anyways. Those are nasty. I don't know why.
They're so good.
No,
they're the yerbs.
They're like vinegar.
What?
I don't know. I haven't had one in a while.
What do you got going on over there?
Just a lime sparkling water.
Ooh.
Oh, sorry. Lemon lime.
Oh, lemon lime.
But you gotta see, you don't drink your drinks the correct way.
Yeah, that's...
You got to poke a flow hole in it.
I remember we were camping in Tahoe when you showed me that. That's weird.
It makes things so much better.
No. Is it better?
Yes. It flows. The bubbles don't hit you as hard.
I like the bubbles hitting.
You like your stomach to be all jacked up?
Mm-hmm. I'm lactose intolerant, dude. My stomach's jacked up 24/7.
Oh, it's especially going to be jacked up after dinner, so.
Chris, I got
it. Actually, I don't think it will be. Never mind.
I don't think it will be either. I got to admit that was probably one of the best dinners you've ever made.
Wow.
And you've chefed it up. You definitely have.
I did nothing special on this one.
I know.
I mean, the only thing that I did special was bust out the
$9,700 pan. Oh, no. Deli slicer.
Okay. The deli slicer.
Yeah.
No, don't criticize my new pan.
I'm not. I'm jealous.
It was needed. Because that 12-inch piece of shit pan.
Yeah, super wobbly, warped. Yeah.
It was good.
Yeah.
It did its due, and now it's gone. And now I have a Hexglad. So
cool.
So much better.
Oh my goodness.
The heat. Oh, I can't wait to cook so much on it. I should have got fillets.
I'm trying to think what would, I guess maybe a steak would be good on that.
Yeah. I mean, anything will be, I'll use it for everything, but.
And what's it called?
Hexclad.
Clad?
Yeah.
Like C-L.
A-D.
A-D. No. Okay. And that was a small kit. That you got?
The one I got was just the hybrid 14-inch. It's a single pan with the lid. That's all I got.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
So, yeah.
Well, it looks nice. Amazing.
You can put metal in it. You can use metal utensils or plastic. Doesn't matter. It won't scratch it. Completely nonstick.
So do you believe that replaced the Teflon era?
Yes, because there's no Teflon in it at all.
Yeah.
And it's nice because you can also put it in the oven as well, which is super nice.
That's super nice.
Yeah. It can go up to a 900 degree oven, it says.
Yeah, no one is cooking at 900. No. Yeah,
not what I thought about is turn on the oven as high as I can get it, stick the pan in there,
yeah,
pull it out to sear the steak.
Oh.
Yeah.
That would be cool.
Yeah.
So I've never tested this theory. do you know how high your oven goes?
Nope. No idea. I've never.
I thought about that the other night, actually.
I know I've done 500 degrees in it, but I've never done higher than 5.
I would assume it doesn't go much more than 550. I'm guessing
we'll have to check. We'll have to check.
Yeah, because I mean, if you could,
because we don't have to get it to go up there. It's, well, let me put it in.
Yeah,
because it won't go more. I'll try 999, because it's only 3 digits.
Yeah,
we'll see if it allows that.
Okay,
it'd be crazy.
It would be. I mean, what would you cook in a nine? I guess a steak.
No,
for 2 minutes on
just
each side.
To sear it. Yeah, I don't know. You're better off just doing it in the stovetop.
Yeah.
I mean, unless you want to get it, like, Ruth Chris, I know, uses super high temperature to sear their steaks.
And they keep their plates in a warmer.
Yeah. So.
Which is cool.
I mean, if you want to, I guess, get a good sear on something, but I don't think you need that high.
No. So. No, there's a small, I don't know the brand. There's a smaller, I don't even want to call it a barbecue, grill, for the lack of a better term, that's kind of taller, more of a rectangle shape.
Okay.
That has a perforated tray that you put the steak on, and there's fire from up top.
It's a broiler, just a
yeah. It's broiler. It's a broiler.
Yeah.
But there's some like fancy thing, and it's got like bull horns on it. I've only seen it online. I don't know the name of it.
Just to get a good sear on anything.
Yep. Yeah.
Makes sense. Because on those, you use that for like a reverse sear. So sous vide the steak and then throw it on there. Throw it in, sear.
Sous vide or smoke. Yeah. You're right.
Exactly. Nice.
God, this is so good. Enlightened mint.
Well, we are 8 minutes in. Probably should go.
Welcome to the Ultimate. Okay. Hello.
Welcome to the
Ultimate
Buffet
podcast.
My name is
Chris,
and my name is
Sean.
Correct.
Good.
Hello. Before we jump into whatever,
we're talking about, here we go.
I don't know. I had a question for you.
Shoot.
I actually have a couple questions for you. Let's do this one first. If you could only eat 4 of these wing flavors, which 4 would they be?
4 of what?
Wings.
Oh.
Forever, for the rest of your life. Buffalo, barbecue, chipotle ranch, honey mustard, mango habanero, Cajun, hot, garlic parm, honey barbecue, teriyaki, dirty rub, or lemon pepper.
Teriyaki.
Okay, teriyaki.
Lemon pepper.
Really?
Yeah, I love lemon pepper.
Interesting.
Okay, I got 2 more. Same again.
Let's see. Buffalo barbecue, chipotle ranch, honey mustard, mango habanero, Cajun.
Mango habanero.
Okay. Honey barbecue, garlic parm, hot, dirty rub.
Garlic parm.
Okay, so 2 wet, 2 dry. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. What about you?
Teriyaki for sure is on there.
Asian zing.
Oh, dude, I love that. It's so good.
That and ranch is unbelievable.
Yeah. So teriyaki, I would go barbecue. I'm surprised you didn't say buffalo.
You know, I got burnt out on buffalo.
Or hot. I mean, either one.
Yeah. I got burnt out on buffalo. I was making chicken wings often, and I would always do a couple dollop of daisy of Frank's Red Hot and half a stick of butter, and absolutely loved it and still do, but I just got burnt on it.
Yeah.
It was one of those things I indulged too much.
Makes sense. So I would get teriyaki, barbecue, mango habanero.
Yep.
And I don't know. Honey barbecue, probably.
Honey barbecue's good.
Yeah. Not lemon pepper, not a big fan of.
Really? Garlic I thought palm. You liked lemon pepper.
I'll eat it, but it's not. I like the wet sauces over the dry ones more.
Mm, okay.
Yeah. I think there's just more flavor.
So, you and I have had Wingstop a handful of times.
Yep.
Together. And the lemon pepper, it's too salty.
A lot of their stuff is salty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which, you know, is fine. It's just, it's a lot.
Their fries are extremely salty.
They are.
So, I don't know why, but
yeah,
it is.
It's too much.
Mm-hmm.
Too much. But yeah, lemon pepper, that's a solid for me.
Yeah. See, teriyaki. The Asian.
The Asian, what is it? Buffalo, is it Buffalo Wild Wings or is it?
Buffalo Wild Wings.
Yeah, has the Asian Zing.
Yeah. The Asian Zing and the Thai curry are like two of my favorites from there.
The one that they took off the menu and then bring back only on special occasions, which is weird to me because their menu doesn't change wing flavor wise. But the jam and jalapeno.
Yeah.
It's off and on, off and on, off and on. And that is so good.
It's kind of like the McRib from McDonald's. They got to drive that. You got to drive it.
Christopher, we are not talking about the
delicious McRib.
No.
The McRib that's absolutely amazing.
No.
It's so good. It is so good.
No bueno.
You have to admit.
No bueno.
I'm going to make my own version of the McRib.
I think I have done that. It's probably been 10 years and I didn't do it correctly. I don't believe because there was a little bit of cartilage that was still left and it weirded me out.
See, what I would do is I would cook the ribs, take the bones out of it.
Yeah.
Grind it.
And form it into a patty.
Form it into
no,
a patty.
No, stop yep. it. Yep. No. Yep. I don't support that. That is not your character.
I'm telling you. And on that roll that we had for dinner tonight, that would be.
Hey, that was a good roll.
That would be a perfect roll.
Why don't you go into what we had for dinner tonight?
We had. So I saw this video from Matt at Meat Church.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Matt Pittman.
Yeah, he, very inspirational individual. He did it for a celebrity, or was it a, they did it for a celebrity golf tournament.
Okay.
And then he also did it like for a game against, it was the Cowboys against Philadelphia.
Okay.
And he called it not a Philly cheesesteak.
Okay.
So Philly cheesesteak, traditionally shaved ribeye.
Mm-hmm.
He took a smoked brisket. Sliced it thin, okay. And then used that with the cheese and made a cheesesteak with sliced brisket.
Yeah.
I didn't have 24 hours to make a brisket, but I do like tri-tip.
Yeah.
And so I smoked a tri-tip for 3 hours today.
Yep.
And then I cooled it off and then I thinly sliced it. And so I did my version of... not your Philly cheesesteak California edition.
Yeah.
Is what I'm going to call it. So I did some caramelized onions. I did the smoked brisket on a
tri-tip.
Tri-tip, not brisket. Sorry. Tri-tip. Thank you. Smoked tri-tip, sliced really thin with English cheddar.
Which was amazing, by the way. And I don't feel any certain type of way being lactose intolerant.
Yeah. I don't think you will.
Do you think just because it's a cleaner cheese being from England? Like, I don't...
I think it's not as processed. I think okay. You're probably... Your lactose is probably more
processed. For sure.
And then I took our rolls that we used. Mm-hmm. It was a sesame roll.
Yeah.
I put a little mayo on it and toasted it a little bit.
Oh my gosh, it was so good.
You didn't need the sauce. You didn't need sauce on it.
I didn't put any on. I dipped a few bites into a sauce, but no, zero sauce needed.
I think between the onions, because the onions, you know, were caramelized, so there's some moisture there.
Did you caramelize the onions with butter?
Yes.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
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 So my stomach doesn't hurt. My arteries are clogged.
Yes. Yes.
But stomach's fine. We're good there.
Well, you know,
one for the other.
Fat is flavor. Okay.
It is. It totally is.
So, yeah, I did butter on a little bit of butter in those.
That it was amazing.
I mean, I chopped up two onions for four of us, so we each ate half an onion.
It's so interesting if you look at four onions in the raw form, and then
it took up the entire pan.
Yeah, but then you put them in a bowl, and it's like, yeah, there's not many onions there.
Yep, that's why I did two whole onions.
Yeah, so, no, it was great. Yeah. You did an amazing job.
Well, thank you. I appreciate
that. You are very welcome.
You want my next question?
I do.
You'll have to think about this.
Oh, great.
Can you name seven celebrities that everyone hates?
Seven celebrities that everyone hates.
Yes.
I'm going to say Stu from American Pie.
Nope.
Okay. Gosh, you're asking the guy that doesn't watch TV or movies. Give me a hint.
Okay. The top three are all singers/rappers.
50 Cent.
Nope, not on there.
Singer/rapper.
Think about, how can I say this? I need to see two forms of ID.
Two forms of ID.
Because he got in trouble for doing stuff with underage girls.
P. Diddy.
Not Diddy. He peed on him.
R. Kelly.
R. Kelly, number three.
You know what's interesting about that is I saw him in concert, and it was an amazing concert.
I believe it. Yeah.
Okay, so R. Kelly.
Yep.
Give me another hint.
I don't know if he's still alive. I think he's dead now, number one.
Number one hated.
Yeah. I'll just say it. Tekashi 6ix9ine.
Oh, idiot.
Didn't he get shot or something?
I have no idea.
I have no idea either. And I'd look it up, but we have zero internet. So
yeah, we got internet issues over here in the studio.
Yeah, someone decided to crash their car in the pool. Probably drunk.
Yeah.
So Tekashi 6ix9ine, number one. R. Kelly, number three. Number two is Chris Brown.
I like Chris Brown. I mean, he's done some dirt, but
that's how
musically.
I feel I don't know, understand why people don't like number six, but that's how I feel.
Okay, I'm gonna just have to admit it. I'm not gonna be good at this one.
How about an athlete that
Michael Vick?
No, not Michael Vick. He had a Bronco in the 90s.
Ooh, OJ.
OJ number four.
Yep.
Number five was more current events.
Speaking of the Bronco, that Bronco is still around. There was a Pawn Stars in Vegas episode, and that Bronco is still around.
Did they buy it?
I don't know if the Pawn Star guys bought it. I don't remember if they completed the transaction.
Be kind of funny to own that.
Yeah. They almost bought Tupac Shakur's BMW that was shot
all
up.
Shot up.
That's still around. That's in a museum.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's
anyway, fun facts.
Number five was a recent court hearing with her boyfriend that likes to dress up as a pirate. Or ex-boyfriend, I should say.
What?
I'm trying to give you clues.
As a pirate?
Yeah. Captain Jack Sparrow?
Oh, Johnny Depp.
Yep, but what was his ex-girlfriend's name?
Kim...
Amber Heard.
Heard, okay. Yep.
Okay, so she's number five. Number six, I don't understand because I like this guy. English late night show.
I don't watch TV.
I guess he doesn't do it anymore either. James Corden.
Who's that?
You don't know who
James Corden.
Yeah. Carpool Karaoke.
Oh!
Yeah.
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 He's not doing a talk show anymore?
No, he moved back to England.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh.
Okay, so he took his money and ran.
Yeah.
All right, well.
And then...
Why does no one like him?
No idea.
Oh, my goodness.
I loved Carpool Karaoke.
Yeah.
It was fantastic.
Oh, my gosh.
And then number seventh. Seven. I can't speak today at all.
Number seventh? It's that full belly of amazingness you got going on over there. Food coma.
Let's see if you can get my clue.
Okay.
Pepper Potts.
Pepper Potts?
Yep.
Pepper Potts. Gordon Ramsay?
No, this is a character she plays in a big movie. Well, maybe a big movie. Have you ever heard of Iron Man or Avengers?
Yeah, I've never seen them.
What?
Dude, come on. I don't watch that kind of stuff. I watch reruns of Duck Dynasty.
Dude,
and Cops.
You're missing out. The first Iron Man is fantastic.
If I wasn't married with kids, I would be the guy in the basement. Mom, when's the meatloaf ready? Hot Pockets. That would be me.
No, it wouldn't. There's no way.
High possibility. Okay.
Gwyneth Paltrow.
Gwyneth Paltrow.
Yeah.
Those are some random names that looking back on it, why would people hate? I mean, Tekashi 6ix9ine, that guy's a toolbox.
Well, and Chris Brown for his shit. R. Kelly for
minus his shit, I like his songs. R. Kelly's, that's weird.
R. Kelly just peed on people.
It was still a good song, or a good concert, though. I think I saw him right before he got locked up.
I got locked up. Oh, sorry, wrong song.
Can't let me out.
Can you name the artist on that?
Akon.
Good job.
Well was done. That what it was?
Well done.
Yes.
Well done.
Applaud in my direction. Figure it out. Press it the first time. Oh my god. That's appropriate though. Halloween.
No.
No. No. No. Oh my gosh. There's not an applaud one anymore.
Nope, no applaud.
Oh, but this is appropriate. Yeah. That's so weird to me. No. This is aggressive.
I don't think we'll ever let that play all the way through.
No, I don't think so. Pop, 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 pop.
That's what I'm waiting for.
Yeah. No, just gets closer and closer and closer. So I think we need a recap of last weekend.
What happened last weekend?
Well,
I remember. Never mind.
Yeah, it was Operation Who Can Feel the Worst the next morning. I'll tell you that much.
The day, you mean Sunday, right? Because I felt like garbage Sunday because I ate so much food. But
yeah, so Mr. Chris and Mr. B. Lee and myself went on our yearly Reno trip.
Yes.
And I've got three highlights that I'd like to speak about.
Okay.
And they're probably similar to highlights or potential highlights that you experienced as well. In no particular order, my number one is...
Oh, I think they need to be in order.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah.
Are you doing a three countdown? 3, 2, 1?
Yeah, I'll go 3, 2, 1.
Okay.
All right, so number three being the worst out of them, which was not the worst. Oh, this is hard.
That's why I did it.
Gosh darn it. Okay.
Or do you want to go like a five?
No, I'll go three. So number three being the worst, which isn't the worst, was the Gordon Ramsay restaurant that we went to for dinner. The fish and chips restaurant. Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
I would say arguably.
I need to make fun of you for not being able to talk, but I can't speak either.
So. Yeah. So I would say it's probably one of the best tacos I've ever had. And it wasn't even really a taco per se. It was a couple pieces of fried fish on a naan bread.
Yep.
But it was a little bit thinner. It wasn't super thick.
Yeah.
But thicker than a tortilla.
Yep.
And the coleslaw, the sauce, I mean, just everything. It was a lot of fish, a little bit of batter. I mean, I'm going to call it a taco. It was one of the best fish tacos I've ever had, if not the best.
That restaurant was absolutely incredible.
What did you get?
Just the regular fish and chips.
That's right.
I wanted to go as traditional as I could.
Mm-hmm.
And it was well worth it.
Yeah. No, it was so good. Number two, and I guess that I'm having to do these in order, this is going to be a close second tie for first.
Okay.
Sushi Pier.
Okay.
It was unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it is just such a solid restaurant. And I'm going to go out on a limb here and say, I don't think they do anything special.
Nope.
It's good quality fish.
Yep.
For a fair price. And the quickness of how fast they get the food out, being all you can eat, is unbelievable.
Well, and the flavor hasn't changed in, 15 years.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you've been going there forever.
Yeah. More than 15 years.
And it's amazing.
It's so good.
What do you think it is?
They just stick to
their roots.
Their roots. They know what people like, and they do.
Has the menu been the same?
Pretty much. Yep.
Ever.
The thing that I think they do differently than a lot of the sushi places do is the nigiris. Those Mickey's and Donald's.
Yeah.
Are different. Usually, in the nigiri is the rice and the fish. That's it. They put avocado, imitation crab on top, sauce over it, so it's like a roll.
Yeah.
And then they do have a wide variety of hand rolls.
Yeah.
That they just hit every single time.
It is so, so good.
Yeah, I agree.
So my number one or tie for second. Would be Video Roulette. And I think the reason that I like it,
Did you win anything?
No. No.
Did you break even? Oh, you lost everything?
No, I lost everything.
Okay.
Now, and I say that, I brought $50 to gamble with, so I lost 50.
Yeah.
So I gamble probably once a year, and whether it be Reno or a random trip to the casino, like I don't really gamble. And I always set a limit, $40-$50. And if I lose it, I lose it. If I double it, I walk.
Yeah.
That's usually kind of my rule of thumb. There are casino games in Reno that we cannot play here in California.
Correct.
And if I recall, and correct me if I'm wrong, but the way that I remember the story playing out is we sat down at this video roulette table just to kind of take a break and sit down. Or did we actually...
Brandon went and played... No, you went and played...
Blackjack.
Blackjack.
Yeah.
So you sat down at an actual table to play blackjack.
I lost.
And when you sat down, I'm like, I'm going to go play the roulette machine over there.
Okay.
And then you guys came over and joined.
That's right.
Yeah.
And I think what I liked about it is I felt like I won more than I lost.
Yeah.
And you could literally sit there and play that game for hours on end on a minimal budget.
I agree.
Let's see here. So if I lost 50, I think I played $30 in blackjack, lost it. I played 20 on the video roulette table, and we played that, it felt like, for an hour.
We played for quite a while.
And that was it. I mean, I literally just, it was 50 cents here, a dollar here. I got brave a couple times, $4 over here on a certain number. Like, we played forever.
Yep.
On a minimal amount.
Yep.
And I think I will say that that was my number one or tie for first or second, because you can't play it here in California.
Yeah. I like roulette. I like it a lot.
And I didn't like it because I didn't know how to play it.
Yeah.
But then once you explained it to me, I'm like, oh my gosh, this is so simple. And I only have to bet a dollar or 50 cents here, $3 here. Like, yep. I can pick how much money I want to play.
Yep.
I absolutely, absolutely love it.
I know I blew your, you were like shocked because I was playing and I have a strategy that I play.
Mm-hmm.
And at one point I had $70 on the line at one.
Yep.
You're like, holy shit.
Yep.
And then you said to stop when I hit 100 and then I kept going and walked away with 130. So
yeah. Yeah, Mr. Chris is the only one that cashed out on that trip.
Yeah, I didn't win that much. I only won 75, I think.
Yeah, but so that 75 paid for your dinner and most of your lunch.
It paid for dinner and lunch, paid for both.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, that's cool.
So.
Nope, yeah. not B. Lee and I. No. Okay, so you're top three.
I would have to say number three, honestly, probably was seeing all the shenanigans of Street Vibrations going on.
Yeah, so I wanted to bring that up. Okay, yeah. So number three. We'll go into that after.
Yeah, number three was that. Number two was, this is going to be no surprise, the fish and chips.
Yep.
Gordon Ramsay's fish and chips. It's so close to what I had in England, like actually fish and chips there.
Yeah.
So good. So highly recommend that. And the sauces. The curry sauce was so
good. Oh my gosh, I forgot about that.
Yeah, the curry sauce was amazing. And then I would say my last would be Sushi Pier, number one. Sushi Pier is always number one
for
me. I mean, I ate 6 hand rolls.
Yeah.
And then I can't even tell you how many Mickeys I ate.
You know, it's funny about that. Every time we've gone, I haven't been as much as you, but every time we've gone, we go up there and I've always wanted to keep count and I get 2 or 3 plates in. I'm like, you know, I just completely lose track of what I've got going on. And, you definitely get your money's worth.
Oh yeah. The hand rolls, I mean, the Mickey's and the Donald's are really good. I prefer the Mickey's because I like the tuna better than salmon.
Yeah.
But the hand rolls, like those hand rolls are nothing like anywhere you can get here.
Yeah.
Like anywhere in California, I've never had a hand roll like they do there. They're just so good.
Yeah.
And they put, what I hate about the hand rolls in California, and I wish I hope someone that works at a sushi restaurant's listening to this. Maybe like Makuni, or like Kobe in Lincoln, California, because their fish is fantastic. But when you make a hand roll, they make it. They put the nori down. They put the rice. They're holding it in their hand. They put the fish, whatever it is, and they put the sauce in the middle, then roll it. Not this sauce shit on top.
No.
Put it through the whole thing.
You want flavor all the way through.
Yeah. I want to be able to bite. And then also, buy cheap nori. Don't buy like expensive stuff. Don't buy super thick stuff.
Yep.
Get the thin stuff because it's so much better.
Yeah.
And, I mean, the hand rolls, like, they just take the time to make better hand rolls. Like,
yeah.
The Wayne's roll that I got, which is so good. Crystal shrimp with scallop in it.
God, the crystal shrimp's so good.
And then they put the unagi sauce in it. It's simple. Yep. There's nothing special to it.
Yep.
And then, like, the Mickey's. I mean, it's a thing in nigiri with tuna, and all you're doing is adding a slice of avocado and imitation crab to the top with some sauce. Like, if Makuni or any sushi restaurant did that down here, guarantee they would, you could charge more for that for it, and you would make your money so much quicker.
Yeah. You know, I also, the price point at Sushi Pier is extremely fair.
For the lunch is
and I good. Just don't understand, I mean, not, and I'm not going to go down the rabbit hole, but I just don't understand how they can charge so minimal for such good quality.
Yep.
And then here, the prices are so inflated.
Yeah.
It's crazy. But shout out to Sushi Pier.
Yeah, Sushi Pier is so good. I mean, literally, that's all I ate were nigiris and
noodles. Yep.
And I would go to a Makuni.
Mm-hmm.
If they had a better selection of hand rolls, they do have a couple good ones.
Yeah.
But not even close to the selection of Sushi Pier.
No.
I would honestly just get hand rolls.
They had almost a whole page.
Uh-huh. Yeah. They probably have, I would say, 16 different hand rolls.
Yeah.
That you can get in regular rolls, too. Mm-hmm. But they're basic. They're simple. Like, I had another one. What was it? It was the Moondog. So it was crystal shrimp, it was scallop, and imitation crab.
Yeah.
And they put some green onion in it. Oh my God, it was so good.
That place definitely has it going on.
Yep, I agree. I completely agree.
I mean, it's so good, I would drive there for lunch and come home.
Yep, same. Same here. I'm glad we did it for lunch.
Same.
Because then we also got to go walk it off and all that. But it was just, there's something about that place that it blows me away that, I mean, we have all-you-can-eat sushi places here that are really good.
Mm-hmm.
Roku and Rockland is very good.
Yep.
They do a good job. But they only do half rolls there. They don't do a full roll like Sushi Pier does. And if you don't eat everything, they charge you. Like, they will charge you for it.
Yeah.
I've seen it. But it's like, you can keep it simple and just do a little something different.
Yeah.
I really wanted to talk to someone at... Actually, I really want to talk to someone at Makuni, because I think Makuni is the one that could do it.
Yeah.
That, because their quality is absolutely incredible.
Oh, it is.
But they have so much creativity, too. Like, they're the ones that should be doing crystal shrimp. Don't even know how you make crystal shrimp.
Yep.
But it tastes amazing.
Yeah, like, they could totally nail it.
They could nail it, and... I mean, they're already doing so well, but I think that would elevate. It would make me want to go there more.
I agree.
In all honesty.
Yeah, no, I agree. One thing you had mentioned, the shenanigans that were going on up there. We had no idea when we booked this 2.5-3 months ago. Street vibrations.
Yep.
No clue. And that was quite the scene to see.
Yeah. Well, you guys were a little hesitant to go outside at first.
Well, we were, because it was, I mean, it was just a shit show.
Yeah.
Out there.
And I was like, oh, we'll just stay close to the door. So if you hear pop, pop, pop,
yeah,
you just run back inside, and then you would hear this.
Exactly. No, it was definitely a good time. Cool to see all of the bikes. There were a lot of good looking cars out there. There were a lot of good looking bikes. Yeah. And I don't know anything about bikes, but the way that they looked impressive.
I'm not gonna lie. I want to get a bike now.
Do you really?
I do.
So I've always wanted a bike. I'm just not a big guy, and I feel like, I don't know, I feel like I'd be overpowered.
I really like the look of a lot of the Indian has one, and the Harley has one, where it has the bigger front cowl on it. Yeah. It has, like, the speakers in it. You know, the guys that are blaring the music and all that. I would do that 100%.
Oh, I'd big be time. That guy. That would totally be you.
But I like the look of the bike. I like how it looks super comfortable to ride.
Yeah.
I would love to get one of those.
Yeah.
But I already know if I even asked for one,
mm-hmm.
not only would my wife kick my ass,
yep.
but my mother would kick my yep, ass.
Yep, big time.
That would be... But I want one so bad. They're both, and they're honestly, like, price wise, they're.
Have you always wanted a motorcycle?
Somewhat, yeah. I never saw myself ever riding a street bike.
Yeah.
Just too small.
Yeah.
I've ridden a street bike before, and it was fine. They just aren't comfortable, right? You're in an aggressive,
mm-hmm.
like, racing position where some of these Harleys, you're just like, it's a cruising position. And if I ever rode a bike, I wouldn't be the one cutting traffic lanes. Like, I would literally just sit in the slow lane and just be cruising.
Yep.
That's all I'd want to do.
Yeah.
But I've looked at a couple of Harleys and an Indian, and it looks like so much. It'd be so nice.
Yeah.
Be so much fun.
Oh, man. There were times that I've wanted one. Even if I had permission, I don't know if I'd pull the trigger.
See, if I could get permission, or like, it'd be fine. I shouldn't say ask for permission. Like, if my mom and my wife were like, yeah, that's fine, go ahead and get one, I'd get one in a heartbeat.
Would you really?
I would honestly hold off on getting another truck and get a bike before.
Here's my... issue with motorbikes in general is it's not myself that I have trust issues with, it's everyone else.
Oh, I completely agree.
And my biggest pet peeve is people not using their blinkers.
Correct.
Which I happen to, you know, point out on a regular basis, and it just drives me nuts. So if I'm going to be in my vehicle calling out people not using their blinkers, it's not going to be safe riding a bike.
Yeah.
And I think that's my issue.
And I don't disagree. I think it is everyone else that you have to worry about. That's why I wouldn't be like going super fast. I'd literally just chill.
Yep.
Cruise. Like, I'd go on the freeway in the slow lane.
Yep.
All the way over to the right side.
Yep.
And just cruise. Like, that would be like the spot that I'd just chill in.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Be fun. I think it'd be a lot of fun.
I think it would be as well. I would be way too nervous.
Yeah.
Way too nervous.
I don't know. I think it'd be fun. I should take the class.
Is that going to be your midlife crisis?
Maybe. That could be it.
Okay. When I hear a bike revving in my driveway.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to say, well, he's lost it.
Yeah.
He's lost the plot. This is it.
Yeah.
This is the start of the end.
I go downstairs right now and say anything, I'd get the fuck you are.
Yep.
Like, you ain't getting that fucking thing.
Yeah, same. I would get the same as well.
I'm worth more dead than alive.
Yeah.
Like,
that's a valid statement. My life insurance
policy is way better.
That is a valid statement.
More dead than alive
here. Yep. Valid statement.
So.
Well, that was it. It was a great weekend. I'm super glad we got to go. Thank you to the families allowing us to go.
Yeah,
Sushi Pier. We hit Shields, which obviously is a go-to when you're up there.
They just have so much stuff.
They do.
It's incredible.
I mean, it literally, they touch every sport.
Yeah.
It's a, you know, like here in the Roseville area, we've got Dick's Sporting Goods. It's literally a Dick's Sporting Goods mixed with all of the hunting stores combined.
And throw apparel.
And apparel, like, yeah.
In there. And throw Ace Hardware.
Yep. Barbecue section. You're right. I forgot about that. Their
rub section, just in barbecue rubs and sauces, is bigger than some stores.
It is.
And they're, I don't know, they just have, they have so much good stuff.
No, they do.
And they touch literally every sport.
Everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
all water sports, baseball, basketball, hunting,
disc golf, pickleball,
camping. I mean, everything.
Their Yeti section was insane.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, absolutely nuts.
And they had the duck camo, which is.
They did. Did I. Was it you that I was talking with this about? Or it might have been somebody at work. The duck camo is different.
Yeah, you told me.
Okay. That. All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a little off.
Yeah.
But I mean, I still love it. I would rebuy it again, but it's not the limited edition.
Yeah.
You know, once every 3 years kind of thing.
If they have the duck camo backpack that I have in like the 27 liter, I probably would have bought that while we were there.
Yeah, that would have been a good purchase.
Yeah. I almost bought the green one. I was close to buying it. But I know I can get it online too, so
a little bit cheaper.
Yeah, but the duck camo, if they had the duck camo, I would have bought it.
Yep.
100%. But
they don't make it. That's a good looking color.
Yeah.
Color scheme.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm super glad that we were able to go. And in my opinion, I don't believe that you need more than 18 hours in Reno.
If you stay two nights, depending on what you're going up for, depending on what you're doing,
yeah,
you could do a couple nights is actually worth it.
Well, maybe we'll have to do two nights next year.
I think we should go because we usually stay downtown, which is nice because there's so much.
Mm-hmm.
But we could stay off the downtown area and go to like the Atlantis Peppermill or like the Grand Sierra.
So I do want to do the Peppermill.
Peppermill would be nice. The rooms are a lot nicer there.
They are.
I mean, Silver Legacy room was actually super nice.
No, I was super impressed. I really enjoyed it.
Peppermill would be a little bit better. But you're kind of stuck there. That's mm-hmm. the only downside.
Yeah.
But they have great amenities. Their restaurants are fantastic.
Yeah.
I mean, no Gordon Ramsay's fish and chips, but their Cafe Milano has pretty much... Actually, Cafe Milano has one of the best Chinese foods I've ever had.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So they have good food there, and then they have their gaming and that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And they have a massive pool area, and they have a nightclub.
The all-you-can-eat sushi at the Peppermill is good as well.
Yeah, and then Atlantis has one as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've stayed at the Peppermill one time, and we really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
It was good.
That's a great place.
What
tower did you stay in, do you know?
Not the nicer one.
Not the Tuscany.
You
stayed in the Peppermill Tower.
Yeah. But that was totally fine as well.
Yeah. The Tuscany Tower is legit.
That's what we've heard. So the wife's coworker, her husband and another couple go up there and stay on that side.
I used to do staycations when I lived in Reno to go to the Peppermill and went stay at the Tuscany Tower.
Oh, really? Uh-huh.
They have fancy TV pants in the bathroom by the bathtub.
I need that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I need that.
Yeah. Get two king beds and a little patio. It's nice. Huh. Very nice.
Noted.
Yeah.
Okay. That's exciting.
Yeah, it's fun. It's a good place.
Yeah, I think we should try to swing two nights next year.
Be fun.
And then pick a different hotel just to switch it up.
Yeah.
But the Silver Legacy was totally fine.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a place to sleep at the end of the day.
That's pretty much all you're using it for. So.
Yeah. But if we were to do 48 hours, it would be nice to possibly take a nap And yeah. going back to a nicer hotel room to yeah. take a nap wouldn't be a bad thing.
Yeah, I would agree.
So,
and you're closer to Sushi Pier by the Pepper Mill.
Valid.
Ding, 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 winner.
Yeah. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner at Sushi Pier.
Oh, don't tempt me with a good time. Dude, I'd order to go. Like, hey, can I get
so good.
10 Wayne's rolls?
Yeah. And rolls to go.
Yeah.
Oh, and my gosh. Happy. That would be good.
Yeah, I would do it. 100%. Sweet deal.
Well, thank you for the catch up.
Yeah. You have anything else?
I've got a joke for you.
Oh, let's hear it.
You're in a race. It's a triathlon.
Okay.
And you're behind.
Okay.
What condiment would you use? if you wanted to win, what condiment would you use?
I don't know.
I literally just said it. That's what made me think of this joke.
I don't know.
If you're in a race,
yeah,
and you want to win,
yeah,
but you're behind, what condiment would you use?
No idea.
Ketchup.
That's what I was going to say. I was thinking it, but I thought you were going to make a bad joke because you said behind.
Yeah, play on words there. Yeah, that would have been good.
Yeah.
All right. So there's my dad joke for the week.
Ketchup. Everyone's probably laughing like, Chris, you're a fucking idiot.
Yeah, and then also saying, Sean, you're a fucking idiot because that joke was dumb as shit.
Well, sweet. Well, thank you for listening to the Ultimate Buffet Podcast. Remember to like, follow, and subscribe on all our social medias. And a very special thank you to our Patreon members.
Patreon.
You guys are amazing. We
appreciate you.
We hope you guys have a great rest of your day.
Outro.